Senate Majority Leader Reid on the floor of the Senate this afternoon talking about his new idea for this. What does it include?
It's a scaled back version of what they defeated last week in the Senate. It would reduce the payroll tax for workers to 3.1% from the current 4.2%. But they dropped the part for employers, which would have cut the payroll tax in half for the first 5 million of taxable payroll in 2012.
What exactly, and the hard part on this is how it gets paid for. What does Senator Reid's proposal do there?
They initially last week they had a millionaire's tax that would be 3.25% on those making a tax on those making over $1 million. Now they've scaled that back to 1.9%, and that would pay for some of it. Other items would include things that that had bipartisan support under the super committee, such as agriculture benefits and stuff like that. They want to roll back. And then also they want to include a part of what Republicans had suggested last week, which was means testing for Medicare and unemployment insurance. Just for unemployment insurance and food stamps. That is not Medicare. And that would be those making high incomes would not get as much benefits under the current law.
Now, everybody knows that one person's idea of a compromise is not necessarily everybody's idea of a compromise. Senate Majority Leader Reid was promoting this as a compromise. His office talked about it with the media, including CQ Roll Call. And your story this morning talks about what this might look like. What's the reception been? Has it come out to a reception that indicates that people are looking at it as a compromise, or is it kind of just bouncing around there like a lot of other proposals have?
I think it's more just bouncing around there. It's likely that the Senate will likely vote on this week. But Republicans are very skeptical that the Democrats are trying to get anything done in this area. I mean, they'll get something done, but I think that the Republicans see Democrats as looking to score political points and some of these show votes before they actually come to some kind of agreement, which will likely not include any type of millionaire's tax.
And the other issue for our audience is the Republican proposal would have been paid for with an extra year or maybe two freeze in federal employee pay and a 10% cut in the workforce. Any of that making any noise anywhere? Obviously not in Senator Reid's proposal, because he was against that proposal when it was brought out by Senator McConnell last week. But any noise in the background that stuff has to be included in a compromise or anything like that?
Not as such, but I think it still remains a possibility in a final deal, because they'll have to come up with how to pay for this, and that of course is really the heart of the matter. And it's unclear whether there'll be enough support to try to fend something off like that, given the fiscal situation of the nation.
You mentioned in your story on CQ Roll Call, we have linked up on federalnewsradio.com, says the remainder of the cost would be offset by other mandatory spending cuts that had bipartisan support in the super committee. You mentioned those just a few minutes ago. And I think that's interesting, because if that's the case, and some of these things that the super committee some of the things they were able to agree on show up in various proposals, then maybe it's not fair to do as a lot of observers did. You didn't, but a lot of other observers said super committee was a failure. If some pieces of their work show up other places, maybe they didn't do such a bad job after all.
Well, they didn't reach their goal, which would have really been successful, or really counted as success. But falling short of that, people were saying that was a failure. You know, it's hard to say, and even if they had done the full $1.2 trillion in cuts, so much more painful things would have had to been done anyway, because the nation is in a bad way, fiscally speaking, and this is just eating at the edges. Even $1.2 trillion is just really kind of playing at the edges instead of really getting to the heart of the matter.
And that's hard to keep in mind, I guess, because the numbers themselves sound gigantic, and yet when you put them in context like that, it's really nothing.
Yeah. No, there's going to be some really tough choices that lawmakers are going to have to make, and it might take a few cycles to do that, but if they don't have the courage to do it, there's going to be some serious consequences.